Welcome, everybody, to She's
All
Booked,
a podcast for book lovers
and avid readers. Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm Alex.
We're two cousins
who are also best friends
who love to read.
Yeah.
Chat about and analyze.
Sometimes overanalyze.
The books we're currently reading.
Sometimes we're on the same page.
And sometimes our pages differ.
But either way,
we always have an opinion about what we've read.
By the way, we're real people.
With real families.
So you may hear cats.
Dogs.
Birds.
Babies.
Or husbands.
So enjoy the bonus material.
Now let's get booked.
Booked.
Listeners, stick around at the end of this episode for some bloopers and bonus content.
Hey, 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 listeners. If you're enjoying our podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred streaming service to help us reach more listeners and spread the word about our podcast.
Hey.
Howdy.
What's going on?
I don't know why I said howdy, but hi.
You said howdy the other day, too.
Did I really?
Yeah, you said it when we first got on Zoom, and then you said it again in the recording. And I was like, what's going on with her? Is she going through something?
I'm definitely going through things for sure. Definitely. Because I'm in my country music era, and it has nothing to do with Beyonce. I don't want anybody being like, oh, because Beyonce. No, I don't listen to Beyonce, all right, anymore.
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I get angry when I go to put on my country music station and she's on every other thing singing Jolene. And I'm like, no, this isn't the original.
First of all.
Also, nobody wants your man.
I know. I was just going to bring that up. It's hilarious. And the internet is internetting and just destroying her and that man for that line. And yeah. it's so funny because it's so true. She was always like way out of his league physically, I think. Like, I never really understood his appeal.
Anyone would be physically out of his league.
Yeah, I just never really got it, aside from the fact that, you know, like, he's famous, he has money, whatever. But, like, physically, he does not look attractive.
No.
And to say that with such confidence that you understand why people want your man. They don't want your man because of the way he looks, bro.
But those are lyrics in a Dolly Parton song. That's a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, I know.
You know this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, everyone's going wild. And they're like, no, nobody, not even Jolene. The comments are hilarious. They're like, not even Jolene wants your man.
Hilarious.
No, but there's a lot of things going on. I sent you a whole bunch of shit.
I know.
My day.
I know.
To send you a whole bunch of stuff. And there's a lot of dramas happening. So, of course, about P. Diddy. Mm. But basically, they're saying he's going to sing like a caged bird and Jay-Z's next. Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff going on with Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So we've been dipping our toes into that drama. Mm. And then, of course, you know, things about, you remember Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
Possibly being this woman, Kathy White. Mm-hmm. Who was found murdered while pregnant in her apartment, which is very shady. The girl was like 28.
Yeah.
Shady shit. So I don't know what's going on with that. I've heard a lot of interesting theories that Jay-Z killed her. I also heard interesting theories that Beyonce did, and that the song Daughter, that's speaking of which on her, I think I sent this to you, but the song Daughter that's on her country album, might be about Kathy White's kid, maybe being her daughter or something.
Yeah.
So my favorite theory, it's my own. And my favorite is that, remember when Beyonce had the deflated belly incident?
Yeah.
Where she went to go sit and her belly deflated and like, bro, pregnancy bellies don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that she obviously had a surrogate, which is fine. There's no problem with that. I have no issue with that. You know, you don't want to be honest. That's your prerogative. So that's fine. Nobody's business anyway. However, maybe Kathy White was the surrogate.
Hmm. Okay.
And maybe Kathy White being the surrogate, maybe either Jay-Z was messing around with her beforehand and was like, oh, look, we have this surrogate. And you know, Beyonce didn't know. Or maybe she became the mistress after becoming the surrogate. I don't know. Hmm. But who knows? That's interesting. And then maybe that's why the song Daughter and the whole thing. I don't know. Very interesting.
I did see, I can't remember if you just mentioned this or not, but I did see a theory that Blue Ivy is actually that woman's daughter with Jay-Z, and that Jay-Z and his team had her killed and basically took the kid to protect, quote unquote, protect Beyonce. I don't know what he's protecting her from. What, from being embarrassed? We already assumed that you cheated on her because of the Becky with the good hair line, plus literally the entire Lemonade album.
So, yeah, we know that she knows.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is it's interesting because the day that Kathy White turned up dead, I might be wrong on this, but I'm almost positive from all the things I heard. But also, you can't always trust everything on the internet. I have to actually fact check this.
Yeah.
But supposedly the beat on the street is when Kathy, the day that she died was the day that it was the VMAs that she announced her pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's accurate.
I heard
if it
that
is,
too.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Then actually Blue Ivy, if that's the case, would be the same age, would be older than they say she is. I don't know. Beyonce is also older than she says she is. So,
yeah. But also I feel like Blue Ivy looks so much like them that that theory is pretty, it doesn't hold a lot of weight.
Well, let me tell you, I know a girl who is adopted and looks just like her adopted parents because of the facial expressions.
Hmm. Okay.
So you don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now that there's no doubt in my mind that that's Jay-Z's kid.
Yeah, she looks a lot like Jay-Z, but I've also seen photos of her where I was like, okay, that part in that at that angle, she looks just like Beyonce. So
yeah, they showed a side by side of Beyonce when she was younger, and she does look a lot like her.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely Beyonce's egg and it's definitely both their kid.
Yeah.
But the surrogate is in question and who knows? That would be interesting. I would see that being more the case than it being not Beyonce's kid.
Yeah, I think I don't really believe. There's a lot of rumors about them, and I'm sure a lot of them are true. Who knows? But I just don't think that they were like out here killing people and stealing their kids and then pretending it was theirs. You know, like if anything, I could see him. I could see him maybe having her killed because maybe she was gonna say something, you know, to people that shouldn't hear it or that he didn't want to know. I think that's much more realistic than
plausible.
Them being like, you're pregnant and we can't let the world know, so we're gonna kill you and take your baby.
I know. That's like very real life, keep your friends close, man.
Yeah,
that's wild. That's even next level. Like, I'm not just stealing your egg, I'm stealing your whole kid. Like,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised he was rolling with Diddy. He was rolling with R. Kelly. So if things surface about him, I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was really close with R. Kelly. He was in that house. He was a part of that entire situation that was happening with R. Kelly.
And I seen something. I'm pretty sure I probably sent it to you, but I seen something. I don't remember if it was Dame Dash or somebody else talking, but somebody was speaking and they were saying, you know, once they found out about R. Kelly, they just cut off ties with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so surprised at all the people that continued to work with him knowing all the shit that he was doing. So they're complicit as well. And Jay-Z was one of them. He came out with like two albums with him after the fact.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think he's not the best person. And this is coming from someone who used to be a huge fan. I went to go see that guy in concert so many times.
Did you?
I did.
That.
I went to go see him in concert at least four times.
Yeah.
I loved Jay-Z music and stuff. Now I can't even listen to him. I get bad vibes. So. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't listened to him in years because, he creeps me out. Yeah. I always felt like Beyonce was some type of victim as well in the industry. However, I have been hearing more things about her as well and how she's literally destroyed other Black female careers to,
Carrie Hilson.
To propel her own. Carrie Hilson, Blue Cantrell. I went through a rabbit hole the other day about Lauryn Hill, who is extremely talented. Oh, I was like,
I've been down that hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they tried to demolish her career.
Yeah.
They made up rumors about her, saying things about her fans that weren't true. They tried to do so many things to demolish her career and it worked.
Yeah,
these are powerful people.
Yeah.
They do. So, they get shit done. So, and there was Maya. Maya's career got
Maya
ruined
as well.
By Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Essentially, she came out and said, you know, he basically was like, I'll make you a star if ...
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want that ... And he ruined her career.
Yeah.
She just fell off.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for her now, knowing that. But it did ruin her career. And that's sad. It shouldn't ruin your career over some man who is trying to control you. Fuck that.
Yeah. That's why they always say it's more about who you know and not your talent. You know, it's all about who you know in the industry, which is just sad.
It is sad. But there's a lot of talented women, I'm sure, and men maybe even, probably, that never got ahead because they never gave a head.
Yeah, yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, I this is where we're going since J-Lo. So, we're not done with her, though. We are not done with J-Lo. So now J-Lo is under the heat lamp as well, because she used to date, allegedly, P. Diddy. And now Diddy's in trouble. And now apparently she was there that day that supposedly someone got shot in the club, and then someone else took the rap for it. But she was there, so she might have had involvement, and she's going to get subpoenaed for questioning.
Is she?
I guess. Yeah. She's not having a good year.
But I do know that as soon as her document, well, no, it wasn't as soon as her documentary came out, but as soon as the stuff with P. Diddy went down, I did see a lot of people on TikTok saying, Jenny, we don't really care about this documentary. We want to know the real information about this man. And then they would show pictures of P. Diddy and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. I completely forgot that they dated very early on in her career. So,
they dated for a while, and I'm sure it was some kind of agreement. I would assume it was probably like, you'll get, you know, PR from this if you are seen with me, yada, yada. I'm sure it wasn't a real relationship, because I'm starting to realize that a lot of shit's fake.
Yeah.
But if they were really dating or whatever the case, and she was around whatever he was doing, and she knows shit. So
I wouldn't be surprised if she knew and just didn't give a shit, because we've already discussed this at length, but J-Lo only cares about one person. It's J-Lo. I don't think she would care at all if she knew that people were being hurt, regardless of age, gender, you know, type of offense. I just don't think she'd care. I really don't.
At this point, I agree with you. And I really think that if she was around it, she'd be like, whatever, I need this for fame. Sadly.
And it makes me wonder, because I know you've talked before about how they'll be like, oh, they're really pushing all of this drama to distract us from something else. And maybe they're pushing the J-Lo drama to distract about, you know, some of this stuff with Diddy and
maybe
Jay-Z.
She's still playing that PR game.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's shady. I don't like any of them anymore, period.
Yeah.
I don't trust you at all anymore if you're in the music industry. And now I just feel like 2024 is literally coming in with a bang, and a lot of things are coming to light. And it's not going to stop here. So we'll see. Have they caught him yet? I don't think so.
No. I'm aware of.
Yeah, I seen something that said he was going to maybe talk, because they have his sons in custody, and he doesn't want them to do anything to his sons, which would be understandable, I could say.
Yeah.
But I did hear something crazy that Suge Knight, you know who he is? So Suge Knight is in jail, and he left Diddy a voicemail, and apparently it's on the internet, and I heard it. And he's basically threatening him and telling him, like, I know you want to talk, but I wouldn't, because of XYZ. And if you do talk, you're going to not walk, type of thing.
Yeah.
So it was wild. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of implicates him as guilty to me. If Suge Knight is calling you and saying something like that, like, I know what we know, type of thing. Plus he's on the run. I mean, that doesn't look good for you.
There's no doubt in my mind that he is guilty. There's just no doubt. Did you see the video I sent you of him with this young girl, a white girl, and he was talking about how he adopted a white girl that he found on the street?
Yes. Because, what the hell is that? That's creepy.
It was very creepy. And she opened up the video being like, hi, my name is so-and-so and I'm a Scorpio. I was like, what is this like?
It was like a dating app.
Yeah. Like, are you selling yourself? Like, what is this? It was very bizarre.
She was probably being trafficked. I hate to say it, but that's the vibes I was getting from the video. And it made me sad because she was so young.
Yeah. She was like 14.
I know. Speaking of 14, all the videos that keep surfacing now and everything about him and Justin Bieber when he was little,
I know,
is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreaking. Justin Bieber breaks my heart. I can't.
Yeah.
He was so innocent. And I feel like his mom, like, just sold him.
Yeah.
Like, did you sell him to be with Diddy for 48 hours?
Yeah.
Like, he's a grown man. I don't understand what a little boy was doing with a grown man. I think he was, like, 12 at the time. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
So. And I've seen him looking, like, super uncomfortable in other videos with Diddy as well. And it just doesn't sit right with me.
There's been a lot of speculation about Justin Bieber over the years and what he's been through. And even some of the interviews he's done There was one in particular where he was talking about Billie Eilish and how he wants to protect her. Yeah. And he was like, I just don't want another young artist to have to go through or experience what I had to go through in this industry. And it really makes you wonder. And, you know, then they show some clips too that are very disturbing. And it's interesting because if the genders were reversed, people would have had a lot to say about it. But because he was a young boy, nobody seemed to say anything, where you would have these grown women talking to him. He's a child. Yes. He's an adolescent, as if, you know, he's this heartthrob and he's so sexy and they want to marry him. And it was just very weird. I was like, you know, I never saw all this in real time, but watching it now, it's disturbing to see that all of this stuff was done on national television. All of this stuff was said on national television. Nobody blinked an eye because he was a young boy. If it was a young girl, it would have been very different. And it just goes to show that while obviously, I think that this is an issue for both genders, I do think that with boys, it goes underreported a lot more than with girls. So,
and I think they have it worse too, because I feel like people won't take little boys seriously. I don't know. I feel like if they try to say something, they'll be like, "Who's going to believe him? He's a man," you know, that type of thing, which is sad. You know, and I don't know if I sent this to you, but I seen Jenny McCarthy. This surprised me.
Yes.
But at some kind of award show, she like grabbed him and kissed him. And he was like straight up. He looked nervous and he spoke into the mic and said, "I feel violated."
Yeah.
And everybody in the audience laughed.
Yeah.
Like, that's not funny. He felt violated. He was.
That was one of the clips that I saw where, she like grabbed him. She ended up kissing him like on the back of the neck because he was like trying to get away from her.
And that was disturbing.
He literally got to the microphone and said, "I feel violated." He didn't look like he was joking.
No.
And everybody was like, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And I was like, no, that kid was just attacked. Like, he was just sexually assaulted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've seen him get attacked. And then James Corden, that asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He's creepy, man. I seen him get creepy with Harry Styles like a couple years back.
He is a creep. I don't understand what people like about him. I don't think he's funny at all.
No, he's
and
not.
And he's always really weird and creepy and inappropriate with, I think, everyone, in my opinion. Yes.
I don't know if you've seen, I sent it probably to you, but in the same clip as the Jenny McCarthy, he's like leaning in at Justin Bieber when he's like 14. And he's like, "You smell amazing."
Oh yeah.
Like, you smell so good. He was like, "Oh man, I didn't know you were going to smell like that." Ew.
Yeah.
That's creepy. What the hell are you saying? You're like 37, 40 years old talking to this little kid. What?
That is such a weird and creepy thing to say to another person. Just in general, I can't imagine any scenario where that's not a creepy thing to say. But to say it to somebody who's underage in a car, I just like, what?
Oh, no, he wasn't in a car with him. They were on another award show, I think.
Oh, I thought that they were in the car. Oh, it doesn't matter. I might be thinking of a different clip or something else. But either way,
asshole is in a car. He's the car karaoke asshole.
Yeah, he does that thing where they drive around. Yeah. And they talk or whatever. I don't know. But anyway,
all I think of, just to bring it back to this, like some comic relief. I love so much. Who's the guy? I can't think of his name right now, but the guy in the original UK Office. Love him. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
I think he's hysterical, first of all. Second of all, he called them all out, at one of the award show. And he was like, "Epstein's like your best friend."
Yeah.
But anyway, he said something about James Corden. And now it's funny to me because now I think he's a creep. Yeah. He was like, he's like, Cats, the movie came out. And he's like, nobody cared because they know James Corden is always a fat PUS.
Yes. That's right. He did say that. That was hilarious.
So now that he said that, I was just like, oh shit. He knows all of it.
Yeah.
He called them all out.
That ever monologue then, that he did him. Was savage.
Epic. He's like, Leo went to the premiere. He's like, by the time he left, his date was too old.
I know.
Everything's hilarious. If you haven't seen the Ricky Gervais, I think it's on like the Golden Globes or something.
I thought it was. Yeah, it has to be. I was going to say I thought it was the Oscars, but it's probably the Golden Globes.
They would never ask him on the Oscars.
Yeah.
But after that, he was like, who cares? My last year. Like, he just went off on all of them. And a lot of the times their faces were like, oh, man. We're getting out of right here.
I thought it was hilarious because when they were like, oh, or something like that, I'd be like, don't get mad at me. You're the ones who did it. Or you're the ones that are friends with it. It was savage. I watched that again recently because it came up on my TikTok and I was
I watch it every time it comes up. Yeah. Every single time it comes up, I have to watch it because it does not get old.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Yeah. He just goes off on everybody. But yeah, like I said, if you didn't see it, just you have to go watch it. You could literally type it into TikTok or, you know, anywhere on the
YouTube,
internet. It'll come up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's going on in Drama Town.
Yeah.
So lots of shit going down.
There is. 2024, the year of reckoning.
Right?
And it's like possibly because the apocalypse is coming in a week. Who knows?
You got to get it all out now. All I know is, first of all, it's either that on my feed or like people trying to sell me radios. Have you seen this?
No.
Have people been trying to sell you radios?
No, nobody tried to sell me a radio.
All right. TikTok shop, every other one is like, the world is ending on Tuesday. Are you prepared? And I'm like, oh my God. They're like, make sure you have your, you have all the batteries, all the batteries. Yeah. Make sure you have every single battery that you need. And this clock, and this radio that has a clock and it has an iPhone charger. And I'm like, but why do I need every battery if it only takes double A's?
Yeah.
I don't need C's then, right? So what do I need all the batteries for? I just need double A's.
I don't know.
I don't know. This is what I believe. I believe on Tuesday that in certain parts of the world, you're going to be able to see a solar eclipse for 3 minutes. And then after that 3 minutes is over, you're going to continue living your life.
Yes.
That's what I believe. If you want to go get your clock, radio, and your batteries just in case. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Do it. Go ahead. Make sure you have your canned nummies as well. And I forgot what else they said. Something else that you're supposed to have. And I was just like, what do I need that for? Probably, oh, cases of water is important. Yeah. No, but it was something that wasn't really. And I was just like, okay, well, whatever. Make sure you have your stuff just in case.
Yeah.
All right. All right. That's enough of that.
Yeah, that is. It's enough. All right. All right. Well, first question. If you could live on any other planet or moon, I guess, would you? And which one would you want to live on?
I wouldn't want to live anywhere but here. This is where okay. I want to be. All right. If for some reason this world ends and I have to, I guess like I'm being completely forced. I don't know, because I'd have to live what, with like a thing on my head the whole time in my life to breathe out of? Like, that sounds like the worst.
No, let's assume it's like colonized, you know, it's the Red Rising universe and like you can live comfortably. Would you?
Well, the moon is definitely the most boring place ever.
Yeah.
I would rather be dead than live on the moon in blackness all the time, just floating. Like, what am I doing there? It literally sounds boring. Like, Lou, let's go run to that crater. And today we'll run to this crater. Like, I'd rather kill myself. Okay. The red planet also sounds boring as shit. I don't know. It just sounds like also suicidal. Unless it's true about those space crabs, supposedly, that are on the moon, that are on Mars.
What?
I've seen pictures of them and they look CGI, but if they're real, then maybe I would go check them out.
You're a space crab.
They look very CGI though. And then let's see, where else is there? I don't know. Supposedly one of them has a moon that's like inhabitable. So I guess that would be the place, right? Saturn, I've heard very, very negative, evil things about, and I want nothing to do with. So.
Okay. I was going to choose Saturn because it sounds like
you're an evil bitch.
Because it would be exciting.
Yeah. No, everyone's evil. How exciting. Let me go there. Let me go there and hang out on the little, the rings.
Yeah. I'll go hang out on Saturn's ring. It sounds fun.
Dude, I heard very negative things about Saturn. Don't go there.
They have nasty storms. I know that.
They got more than nasty storms. Apparently, they have nasty people. So I wouldn't go there. I'm done.
Okay.
All I know is supposedly Satanist praise Saturn. So that's enough for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you still want to go there? I don't know.
Well, the planet.
There's your next rabbit hole.
The planet has nothing to do with the Satanists. So I'm not going to fault the planet for weird people. All right. Let's go on.
Also, the Scissor Song Saturn is pretty good. All right. I like her.
That is a good song.
All right. Next question. Oh, did you want to live there? You said Saturn?
Yeah.
That's it? You would go live there for real? Like,
yeah. Why not? Why not? Let's go check it out.
Do your rabbit hole first. No. What is it with these people that are like, I want to move here, but you've never heard anything about it. You've never been there. You've never like read about it. Go read about Saturn before.
And Jessica, see if
that's the place that you'd want to be in.
Let me tell you something right now. We cannot live on any of these planets. Okay. So this is just a hypothetical, futuristic, like happy hypothetical question. It's not a realistic, I'm about to pack up my shit and move to Saturn scenario.
I don't get you to go to Saturn. I'm worried about you. All right. Shut up. If you could choose any. Genuinely concerned for this bitch.
All I know. Right. You're like, please, before you start friend, packing, I'm, go do I'm your research. Upset.
I'm like, do your research.
People keep wanting to move to Saturn. They don't even know anything about it. Please do your research. Don't make unnecessary journeys.
I'm going there with you, started the accent.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Black Rock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday.
Don't make any unnecessary journeys. Oh my God. All right. Look, if you could choose any song, that should be forbidden, okay, and the person killed for singing it, which song would you choose? This is wild, this question. Like, listen, you got to kill some people and you got to do it with song. What song is it?
Yeah, it's that Friday song. Friday, oh Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
It's Friday.
That song.
Yeah, that song is definitely horrible. I'm going to also stick with YouTube. And I know you know exactly what song I'm going for.
Is it the chicken wing song? The Chinese food?
That song is horrible as well. I forgot about that song. The Chinese food song is so bad. Now, let me smell your dick.
Yes.
Because no woman ever anywhere should ever be waiting by the door for her man to come home and then immediately ask him to pull down his pants and smell his junk. Like, that's weird.
That is weird.
If you don't know that song, literally just go to YouTube and put smell yo dick and it comes up.
Yo.
I think it's whatever. Just type it in and it comes up. I swear that song is real. What the hell is that?
Yeah. All right. I think those are two good choices, honestly.
Yeah, they're solid choices.
Yeah.
Also, now I'm thinking of that other song. Remember that? It's So Cold in the Day. I love that song.
I don't know that one. No.
It's so cold in the D. Oh, I got to send it to you later.
I don't really know that one.
All right.
So in the Red Rising universe, there are several different castes and they're categorized by colors. So we have the golds, who are the rulers of the society, silvers, the financiers and businessmen, whites, the clergy and judges, coppers, administrators, lawyers, and bureaucrats. Then we have blues, who are bridge crew of starships and pilots, yellows, doctors and researchers, greens, programmers and technicians, violets, artisans and other creatives, oranges, mechanics and engineers, grays, just regular soldiers and police. And then we have the browns, who are servants, cooks and janitors, obsidians, who are elite soldiers and bodyguards, pinks, that are pleasure slaves and social functionaries, and then the reds, who are our manual laborers and miners. So if you had to choose, which color cast would you want to live in?
I mean, I'm not going to pick pink, girl. First of all, Alex failed to tell you that starting from blue to grays is mid colors. So that means if you pick that, you're a mid.
You're a mid.
You're just mid. And the other ones were low, but it would be between rulers of the society, gold. So I just like don't have to deal with shit.
Okay.
Or if I have to be mid, which sounds more like what the class I would be, then I guess I would be a violet, which would be an artisan or other creative, because that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I think if I was a high color, I would probably maybe choose whites and be a judge, because that might be fun. But if not, And if I were a mid, which most likely I would be, like you said, I would choose to be a violet as well.
Right. I would choose gold, but realistically, I would choose violet.
Although yellow doctor researcher, I could, I think researching stuff could be fun too, but I think I'd probably be more of a violet.
I mean, you could research things in any cast.
Yeah, that's true. But no, you can't. You can't. Yes, you can. Only the yellows can. Only the yellows are researchers.
All right. Well, what would you do, Alex, if you met and were face to face with an alien?
All right. So first, I feel like I just wouldn't believe them. I guess it would depend on what they look like.
Prove yourself.
But I feel like somebody would be like, yo, I'm an alien from Saturn. I'd be like, yeah, you're hilarious. Let's keep moving. But if they...
Wait a second. What if he looks like an alien?
If they physically looked like an alien, then I don't know what the fuck I'd do. I think I'd just be like, please, you know, welcome to our planet. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
Oh, you wouldn't be in shock? You would just be like, oh, hey.
I think
a cat, bro.
I think I would be in shock, but I mostly would just be like, please don't hurt me. Do you need a tour guide? I'll do that for you. Just don't hurt me.
Look, I would love to sit here and tell you that I would want to pick this thing's brain and talk to it. I would run like hell. I would run for my life. I know myself and I would see it. You know how I know this? Because I've always said like, oh, I would love if I ever seen a baby a squirrel in my yard or something, I would pick it up and I would hold it. And about 10 years ago, I had my opportunity with a baby squirrel that came running at me and I ran for my life. I ran for my life. So, and I felt bad. I feel bad to this day. I'm like, what happened to him? Oh, I ran for my life. I didn't know I was going to make that choice. But I know for a fact that if a little if a little 2 to 4 foot green alien or whatever comes at me and is like, I would run for my life. I wouldn't be like, ooh, hi, and try to make friends with it because I would be afraid of it. So there you go. That's the truth.
Yeah. So, you know, people have that fight or flight response. You obviously have the flight. I have
100%.
I have a freeze response like a goddamn bunny. So I would. That's why I would mostly just be like frozen and be like, please don't hurt me. And they'd just be like, honestly, this person's just so dumb that we don't even want to hurt her. Like she didn't even have enough sense to fight or run. So
you're like the steamroll guy from Austin Powers. It's like, no. Yeah. Well, it's like 100 feet away and you're just still standing. He's like, get out of here. Why are you standing there? And he's just still there.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I have met a few celebrities that I did stand also just freeze at the celebrities back in the day. Okay. One time with you, we seen Michael Jordan. Do you remember? Michael Jordan in Atlantis.
Oh, I don't remember.
And I just froze and he was looking at me because I was just fucking staring at him. And he was probably like, why is this girl staring at me? But yeah, that happens. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, man, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
because I could have been like, you're awesome. I also hate you because I'm a Knick fan. But hey, I don't know. I would definitely run away, period. I would be stuck frozen with you.
Yeah. All right.
We would not befriend the alien. That's all you need to know.
All right. Well, that brings us to our rapid fire round.
Does it though? Does it?
It actually has nothing to do with that rapid fire round, which is things that we think will happen if we get sucked into a black hole. So Jess is going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We're going to have 2 minutes to come up with as many things that we think could potentially happen to us if we were to get sucked into a black hole.
Okay. Here we go. And go. Die.
Just die. Get sucked into an alternate reality.
Wake up in a white hole.
Okay. That sounds gross.
No, but that's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe.
Yeah. End up in another galaxy.
Right. End up in back in time.
Ooh, that'd be cool. End up in like a cartoon universe. Like everything just turns 2D and you're just a cartoon now. It's like the Jetsons.
No, now I'm thinking of an Inside Out when they go through that little 2D thing.
Yes, you know, that's what I was thinking of too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you could go in the past, you can go in the future too.
Yeah. Go to Planet of the Apes.
Go back to Earth, but it being where the dinosaurs are roaming around and you just immediately land to get eaten.
Oh, that sucks. Yours are so grim.
Mine are realistic, girl. All right, if I fall into like a pit of where dinosaurs are, I'm not going to be able to defend myself because I'm going to run like hell and they're going to chase me.
What if it's the nice dinosaurs? Like,
no, Alex would freeze and get eaten immediately.
Yeah, she'd be like
T-Rex, and he'd be like, "Oh, actually, you'd be all right if you freeze."
That's true.
In front of T-Rex.
They wouldn't see me because I'd be frozen.
Great strategy. All right. What else?
I don't know. You just become a houseplant. You get sucked into the black hole and you get reincarnated as a houseplant.
That's the most random shit I've ever heard. I guess a parallel universe, right? Where you land and you actually go into your house and all of a sudden there's a different version of you living your life there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to explain that. We're done.
You got to explain that. All right. Well, hopefully none of those things are true.
Thank you.
Most likely the one where we die is likely.
Die is most likely, because I'm pretty sure that if you get sucked to a black hole, there's no coming out.
Yeah.
Also, I did see a theory, though, of this scientist that said that he believes, based off of science or of some sort, that if you get sucked into a black hole, on the other side is a white hole. Everything is the opposite. So it's not necessarily like, you know, the world, the space is black on one side and space would be white on the other side.
Yeah.
But some kind of alternate universe that would be its polar opposite. I thought that was an interesting theory. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still think that you just get crushed.
Yeah.
Sorry to be grim.
I think you would like implode.
Yeah, probably. Also, that's never going to happen. This is why I will never go to space. There's people who avoid the beach because of sharks. I avoid space. I will never go there, ever.
Okay.
Can't pay me. All right. So let's do today's word of the day, which is...
This word of the day is actually perfect for our topics today. It worked out really well.
That sounds exciting, Alex. It's an adjective, and it's ethereal. Ethereal. Yes, I was right. Ethereal. It's ETHEREAL. So you ethereal. You're real. All right. It's pronounced, like I said, ethereal. And it means of or relating to the regions beyond the earth. Perfect. Or of or resembling heaven. It can also mean lacking material substance and relating to containing or resembling a chemical ether, which is an excellent song. Speaking of Jay-Z. All right. They give this example. The windows give the church an ethereal glow. Or the images of the underwater cave show a strange world of ethereal beauty. So how can we tie this into the book? Very easily, I'm sure.
Yeah. So when Darrow, I forgot his name for a second. That's why I was thinking. When Darrow comes up from under the ground, he sees an ethereal city on the surface of Mars.
Yes, he does. when he is in the Institute and he's around all the golds or whatever, it must have been an ethereal experience for him.
That's a good one. All right. Well, did you know that if you're burning to know the history of ethereal, you're in the right spirit to fully understand the word's etymology? The ancient Greeks believed that the earth was composed of earth, air, fire, and water, which probably is.
It is.
But that the heavens and its denizens were made of a pure, less tangible substance known in the English transliteration as either quintessence or ether. Ether was often described as an invisible light or fire. Its name comes from the Greek verb athein, meaning to ignite or to blaze. When ethereal,
never heard of adjectival in my life. But if Webster says so, I guess it must be.
I believe you, Webster, but you're messing with me right now. Anyway.
Adjectival
kin of ether debuted in English in the 1500s. It described regions beyond the earth or anything that seemed to originate from them. So there you go.
Right.
That's what ethereal means and where it comes from.
I do like the word quintessence. I think it's really pretty. Mm, it's a nice word.
All right. Well, let's go on to our speech series. So as everyone knows, we like to improve our speech as well as yours. And we do that by giving you replacement words. So for example, instead of saying think, you can say contemplate. I've been thinking about that sausage on top of the tree. What is it doing there? Or I've been contemplating that sausage atop the tree. Why ever is it there? It improves your language and makes you sound better.
Yeah, but I have so many questions about why the hell a sausage is on top of the tree. Was it chopped up there? Was it thrown up there by some evil vegan? I just need to know why it's there.
You're going to have to contemplate on it.
Okay. All right. Was there a vegan somewhere who was like, how dare they?
Probably.
Whipped it off their plate and throw it onto the top of the tree? I don't know. I don't know. I'm a vegetarian. I don't mess with those people. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, on that note, let's contemplate while we talk about our next segment, which was, of course, bringing back Unlyrical Lyrics. So we're not going to do any Jay-Z or Diddy songs. Sorry. Or J-Lo songs. Sorry to disappoint. instead, we're going to stick with our theme and we're going to do Space Cowboy by NSYNC, which is an excellent selection. And just to give you some context as to what to expect, it's called Space Cowboy in parentheses, Yippee Yee Yay, or Yippee Yay Yay.
Yippee Yay Yay.
Let's go. Let's do two at a time. Alex, you picked it. You start.
All right. Rip Rock AG coming over.
Yo, turn me up. I want to be heard.
See, I'm talking about the future, y'all. And the future looks bright.
Especially when we ripping it. Here it comes, Millennium.
And everybody's talking about Jerusalem. Is this the beginning? Or the beginning of the end.
Well, I've got other thoughts, my friend. See, I've got my eyes on the skies.
The heavenly body's up high. And if you're in the mood to take a ride,
then strap on a suit and get inside. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. Why ye yippee, ye yay, yippee, ye yo, yippee, ye yay.
Why ye ya ya, yippee ya yay, yippee ya yo. Why ya ya, yippee ya yay, yippee ya yo, yippee ya yo.
I'm crying. Oh. Sorry. Alex killed me. She's like, give me. I'm dead. Oh, man. Why? That's right. Yippee. Yee, yay, yippee. Yee, yo, yippee. Yo. We don't need all these prophecies.
Telling us what's a sign. What's a sign? Because I'm paranoid. Ain't the way to live your life from day to day.
So leave your doubts and fears behind. Don't be afraid at all.
Because up in here, in outer space, there's no gravity to fall. Put your mind and your body to the test.
Because up in outer space, it's like the wild, wild west. Oh! If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. Why? Yee, yee, yippee, yee, yay, yippee, yah, yo, yippee, yah, yay.
Why, yah, yah, yippee, yah, yay, yippee, yah, yo, yippee, yah, yo. Why, yah, yah, yippee, yah, yay, yippee, yah, yo, yippee, yah, yay.
Why? Yay, yay. Yippee, yay, yay. Yippee, yay, yo. Yippee, yay, yo. There it is, yo. What is this lyrics?
These lyrics make no sense. All right. It's time we put some funk on this track. And I'm not talking about that stale stuff.
Me. Yo, Rip Rock. AG.
What?
Sonic Boom and Never Let You Try to Stop Me.
Born to fly sky high, up to see the top. Nothing to fear, no doubts, and no tears.
Millennium sound to motivate the future years, and you can either be scared or get prepared.
Against all odds, I bet you never would have dared to make these moves and take flight like me.
To come through for the world prophecy. Space Connect to overthrow your interception.
Ready or not, make it hot. There ain't no question. Get in sync and put your head to the sky.
Oh, man, not their best lyrics. Keep the faith one left front. What? Keep the faith one love from left eye. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. If you want to fly, come take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. If you want to fly, come and take a ride.
Take a space ride with the cowboy, baby. Why? Yi-yi. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Yippee-yi-yay.
Why-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo. Why-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yay.
Why? Yai, yai, yippee, yai, yay, yippee, yai, yo, yippee, yai, yo. Space. Why? Yay, yay. Yippee, yai, yay, yippee, yai, yo, yippee, yai, yay.
Why, yai, yai, yippee, yai, yay, yippee, yai, yo, yippee, yai, yo. Rip Rock, AG, end of transmission.
They've definitely had enough.
I love that that's the last line, because really, it's enough.
They've had enough.
It's enough.
Well, that really is a space ride, I'll tell you that. These are the worst lyrics I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I've heard this song before, obviously. It's a fun song. But these lyrics are not their best.
No. No.
But you have to thank for these lyrics in Shinku and Lisa Lopez. Is Lisa Lopez Lisa Left Eye?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that's why she's in there. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace.
Yes. All right. Well,
that was insane.
That was a wild ride. That was interesting. We went and we took a ride with the cowboy. Baby.
Oh, we definitely took a ride there with the cowboy. All right.
Also, well, now it's time. Oh, what were you going to say?
No, why am I thinking of Clint Eastwood the entire time?
I don't know. That's weird. Because cowboy?
I don't know, but I kept picturing him in a silver spacesuit.
That's weird. That's very bizarre. All right. We're going to play a game now. We're going to play some spacegories, categories with a space theme. So Jess is pulling up a die for us, a dice, so that we can figure out what letter we're going to have to do. We do have 7 categories, and they're all space related. All right.
That's right.
So our categories are reasons to live on Pluto. 2, characters from a space movie, book, or TV show. 3, physical characteristics of an alien. 4, obstacles for living on Mars. 5, things to do on a spaceship. 6, ways to greet an alien that don't involve us running away or freezing. And 7,
on R or F.
True. 7. A weapon to fight an evil alien.
All right. Let's see what's up first for us. Do you want to keep F or do we?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with F.
Let's go with F. All right. And go. Reasons to live on Pluto with F.
Freedom.
fabulous place. Characters from a space movie, book, or TV show.
Frank.
No, Frank doesn't live there. He does not live there.
Well, he doesn't have to live anywhere. It's just a character.
From a space movie? What movie?
I don't know. It's just an F name that I thought of.
For that matter, I could say Frosted Flake Guy.
Sure.
It's the guy that eats Frosted Flakes on the moon. physical characteristics of an alien. Fake.
Okay.
You're fake, alien.
Feeble knees.
Wow. you got some feeble knees, alien. obstacles for living on Mars. Floating all the time.
Floating is good.
You know, I can't wait to walk somewhere, except that I can't because I have to float everywhere.
An obstacle.
Yeah, especially with those CGI
space crabs.
crab people. You remember that?
Yeah.
The crab people shall finally reign supreme. Crab people. Taste like crab. Talk like people. Crab people.
Things to do on a spaceship.
Float.
Float.
That's what you do.
Is also good. Again. Freestyle dance. Did you say fart?
Yeah, there's not much you're doing on there.
Ways to greet an alien. Freeze, I guess.
Yeah, perfect. You got to freeze. Ways to greet an alien. Fart again. You're so scared.
Weapon to fight an alien. How about a Frankfurter?
A Frankfurter. Just Frank's foot, you know, we just like to shove it right on them. All right. How about a fridge?
Okay.
Right. A fridge door.
Okay.
All right. Next letter.
All right.
C. Let's do it.
Okay.
Reasons to live on Pluto.
Chili.
I'd love to be on Pluto. It's so chilly. Cheese. They have delicious cheese.
Jeez. Characters from a space movie book or two. I feel like we're never going to get this one. Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie the space unicorn. I mean, why for the life of me, I can't think of anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of all the names of them on Futurama.
I was trying to think of the movie Alien or Aliens, whatever it is. And I can't think of a single one of their names. So...
What was Sigourney Weaver's name?
I don't know any of their names.
Get away from her, you bitch. All right.
Get away from her, you bitch.
How about Chelsea? Sure.
Sure. All right.
Physical characteristics. We should just have names for number two. Physical characteristics of an alien.
Cantankerous personality. Oh, wow. It's physical characteristics. Damn.
Wow.
Cantankerous toes.
You love their feet. You're obsessed with them. Obsessed with their legs and feet and their knees. Cute. Oh, you're such a cute little alien.
Obstacles for living on Mars.
Can't walk.
Can't breathe.
Can't breathe is a good one. That's a good one. The main obstacle. Things to do on a spaceship.
Cords. Cards
is good. Cockfight.
Yes. Fucked up. All right. Ways to greet an alien.
Charge.
Catapult gifts at them.
Wow.
Charge?
Yeah, charge. Charge! It's an alien! Get it! Or charge them to be here.
Weapon to fight an evil alien. A cannon.
A carrot. Get out of here, alien. Get out of my lawn. All right.
Let's do one more quick round.
All right. Last and final round. The letter you get is the letter you get. It is. No, we're not doing F again.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not. We're not doing F again. We did F already. G. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Reasons to live on Pluto.
Giant craters.
Good. I don't know why you'd want to live there, though.
I don't know.
Generous aliens.
Ah, there you go. That's a really good one. Characters from a space movie book or TV show. I have no idea. Gerald.
Again, this is just names. How about Gertrude the giant elf? I don't know.
Sure.
Physical characteristics of an alien? Girthy.
Girthy. Green skin.
Green. That's great. Obstacles for living on Mars? Gravity.
Lack of.
Lack of.
Gravity, lack of.
I know. I love how all my answers
yours are like, yours have exactly all been about the same, lack of gravity,
but all different.
I know.
Ways of saying it.
How about giant space crabs?
I was going to say giant craters again. I was like, again, here we go.
I did think about it.
Giant space crabs is excellent because that would be an obstacle. Things to do on a spaceship, grow. That's all you're doing on there.
Get frisky.
Wow. I guess games too. You probably
games, play games. That's a good one. Ways to greet an alien. Grab him by the shoulders and give him a big old hug.
I thought you were gonna say grab him by the balls.
By the balls.
I was like, please don't do that. You might not have him. Also, they might be his hands that you have to shake. Who knows? Who knows? It's a different group of people. All right, ways to greet an alien. Gatorade. Here you go.
Nice.
Here's some Gatorade for you. It's all right. Weapon to fight an evil alien.
Weapon to fight an evil alien. How about
a galactic sword?
Ooh, that's a good one. How about a green apple? Toss it, throw it right at their eye. Give them a black eye.
I'm pretty well, or you could throw it at my galactic sword and I can chop it in half.
Yes, true.
Look, I hope you enjoyed your time with us for the space categories. Actually, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right.
I like categories with a theme. We'll have to do again. Yes,
with a twist.
Yeah.
All right. So now time for Doug. Take it away, Doug. And now a healthy chug of Doug.
Hey, what's going on, people? How's everybody doing today? It's pretty bad out over here right now, you know, but today's Wednesday. It's not Thursday, but it's pretty bad out here. The rain, wind, had a nice tree in my backyard, like lose half of it, fell down. I don't even know how this happened. Tree's probably dead, but not excited about going out there and trying to figure out how to get this piece of the tree out of the other trees. It looks really heavy, but I've been working out my whole life for this moment. This is what it has come to. I've been working out just for this. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna get that tree out of the trees. Doesn't sound right, but it is right. What else I got for you guys? Not much. I don't have much. I'm being I forgot to do my minute, and this is the last second, and now I'm getting hassled because I probably, no, it is my fault. I should have done this hours ago, but I just was told by my wife that this has to be up and running in the next like 2 hours for tomorrow. But you know, perfection takes time, guys. You can't, you know, I can't be rushed. I have to take my time to do this stuff. The weight gain progress, we hit a wall. We're still at about 202, 203. I'm going to have to add more protein to my diet and probably gonna add more carbs, maybe like another, like a scoop of rice to my meals, which I'm not excited about, but you know, you gotta do it. Things that have to be done, it has to be done. I don't have any updates on the Final Fantasy game because I really haven't been able to play much of it. I try, but you know, I have a family, so it's not my first priority, but when I get things done in the game, I will let you know how it's going. But I'm still kind of in the same area. So no, nothing new on that. Guys, that's all I got for you today. Hopefully tomorrow is nice. And I hope you enjoy that. And I'll enjoy my day.
Stay tuned for the next Manly Minute, where you can get tips about sports, working out, reading, gaming, and other fun topics. And welcome back. This is a reminder that season 2, unfortunately, is coming to an end on April 11th. Aw. But the good news is that we'll be back on May 14th with a season 3. Woohoo!
And
a season. This is Tuesday. On the 9th, we'll be reviewing the remainder of Red Rising, which consists of parts 3 and 4, chapters 20 through 44, if you're reading along with us. So make sure to tune in for our thoughts on the second half of the novel. And then join us again, of course, next Thursday on the 11th for another potty episode. And that will be the last episode of the season.
And our next book of the month and book club book for April will be Barbara Davis's historical mystery and romance novel, The Echo of Old Books. That episode will air on Wednesday, April 24th. And as always, we will have some more horoscopes for you all. And then we'll also be having a bonus episode airing on May 1st. For that episode, we most likely will be reviewing The Will of the Many, a fantasy novel by James Islington. However, you never know. So stay tuned. Yeah.
All right. Watch out for those little green aliens out there. They will get you, especially the one with Alex's, you know, cantankerous toes. And we will see you next time.
But they do have feeble knees. All right. Happy reading. Bye.
Bye.
For everyone just tuning in, this is what you can expect from our podcast. We'll be releasing new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And we'll have a new book of the month on the last Wednesday of every month.
We encourage you to reach out to us with thoughts, ideas, questions, and feedback. You can reach us at shesallbookedpodcast@gmail.com. As always, all books we review will be available at our link in bio or by visiting linktr.ee/shesallbooked. We do make a small commission from any purchases you make using that link. So thank you to all who support us.
And of course, we want to say thank you to all of our listeners. We really appreciate each and every one of you. If no one told you today, you're important and valued. You belong here. You're doing great. And we believe in you.
This chapter may be over,
but the story goes on.
So stick a bookmark in us.
Ouch. And we'll see you in the next one.
Listen to my mommy and Aunt Alec. Bye.